愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord with everyone.
下午我们的讲题是水洗、灵洗、火洗。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is baptism of water, spirit, and fire.
可以说是在马太福音第三章里面所记载的基督耶稣的三种洗。
And this three kind of baptism has been recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 13.
那这三种洗礼刚好就是表达形容一个基督徒的信仰的过程。
The three kind of baptism symbolizes the three phases of Christian life.
从我们还不认识神。
Right from the point before we come to know about God.
到后来有点点相信。
And to the point where we believe in the Lord a little bit.
后来开始认识主。
And then we become knowing the Lord more.
到最后达到完全能够被主迎接。
And eventually we become complete and we have been accepted by the Lord.
每一个基督徒要经历这三种洗。
Every single Christian will have to go through these three kinds of baptism.
请打开马太福音第三章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 3.
十一节到第十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
马太三章十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Verse 12, and winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, and he will burn up the chaff.With unquenchable fire. Verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee of John at the Jordan to be baptized by him.
这一节圣经记载了施洗约翰在世间传道里的一个信息。
So this is the recording about the message of John the Baptist while he was preaching in the world.
刚好讲到有关于主耶稣还有他的三种洗礼。
The passage is talking about the Lord Jesus as well as three kinds of baptism.
就是下一张图所说的第一水洗。
Just like into the illustration that we see on the projector, that three kinds of baptism: water, spirit, and fire.
第二是灵，第三就是火，这三种不同的元素，不同的洗礼。
So as you can see, three kinds of baptisms over here: water, spirit, and fire.
到底这指什么？
So what actually all these different baptism symbolizes?
跟我们有什么关系?
What is that to do with our life?
我们讲第一种洗。
Let's talk about the first kind of baptism.
这种水洗。
First is the baptism of water.
跟水有关系。
It has to do with water.
当时施洗约翰有用水帮人家洗礼。
In those days, John the Baptist baptized the members in the water.
第十一节这里有讲。
Over at verse 11, it said,
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。
He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
早上我们花了很多时间讲悔改的真理。
This morning we talk about much about this truth of repentance.
从你的心态改变。
As long as you change your mentality.
思想改变。
And you change your thoughts.
那你的行为就要改变。
And then your action will have to be changed as well.
在这个时候，在他们听到约翰这个信息，但是那些人要去受洗。
It is what it says at this point where they listened to the message of John the Baptist and was about to be baptized.
为什么要接受他的洗？
And why did they? Why were they baptized by John the Baptist?
他们要承认自己的罪啊，觉得自己是个罪人啊。
Because they have admitted their sin, they recognize that they are all sinners.
心态改变。
And they have already changed their mentality.
约翰的悔洗礼呢，可以称作悔改的洗礼。
And this kind of baptism can also be regarded as baptism of repentance.
其实啊，是为了预备所有的人要接受在约翰之后要来的那一位，就是耶稣。
In fact, it's a preparation of a person to receive or to accept the one who is coming later.
所以他们很多人就去给约翰洗了。
Therefore, a lot of people.Have gone through the baptism of John the Baptist.
当时主耶稣也去给约翰洗礼。
At that time, the Lord Jesus himself was baptized by John the Baptist.
那约翰呢，就想阻挡耶稣。
And even John the Baptist wanted to stop Jesus from doing that.
第14节就讲,
but then at verse 14, 第二个说, he said,
我应该被你洗才对, 因为你是神的儿子, 那为什么你来要我帮你洗?
And John tried to prevent him saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?
哦,看第15节,
let's read verse 15. But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him.
主耶稣说,
so the Lord Jesus said to him that permit it to be so now.
不是需要这样做,
it is not necessary to have this done this way.
因为主耶稣基督不需要悔改,
because the Lord Jesus does not or did not need to be baptized because he has no sin.
他跟其他人去约翰不一样,
he's unlike anyone else.
但是他跟约翰说,
but then he told John the Baptist,
我们这样做是尽了猪般的义,
so for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
这时候告诉大家, 悔改归向神是对的。
Now, this is a message to us that to repent and to return to the Lord is indeed correct.
在当时候要接受约翰洗礼是对的。
At that very moment, for the Lord Jesus to have be baptized by John the Baptist was right things to do.
因为做一个榜样给大家看。
Because he set an example for the rest to follow.
所以这个就是第一种, 叫做悔改的洗。
Therefore, we regard this first kind of baptism as the baptism of repentance.
我们知道约翰在帮人家洗礼的时候, 主耶稣的救恩还没有成全。
We know that at the time of John the Baptist, this salvation scheme has not yet been fulfilled.
主耶稣还没有钉十字架。
And the Lord Jesus has not been crucified yet.
所以当时候接受洗礼也是一种准备的一种心态。
In those days, the baptism carried out in terms of preparation.
好了，后来主耶稣基督钉十字架。So
later on, the Lord Jesus was crucified.
升天了。And
he ascended to heaven.
那门徒也出去传福音。And
the disciples went out to preach the gospel.
那受传另外一种水洗。So
there came about this baptism of water.
那这种水洗呢，叫做奉主耶稣圣名的赦罪的洗礼。
So this kind of water baptism means that it's a baptism that is for the remission of sin.
我们看使徒行传19章。
Please turn to the book of Acts chapter 19.
第三节。
Verse 3.
使徒行传19章第三节。
Book of Acts chapter 19 verse 3.
3到5节。
Verse 3 to 5. And he said to them, Into what then were you baptized? So they said, Into John's baptism. Verse 4, then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Verse 5, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
当时保罗在以弗所碰到一些信徒啊，一些门徒。
So disciple Paul came to this place called Ephesus, and he came across some members.
保罗就问他们，你信了那么久了，有没有圣灵啊？
So then Paul asked them, you have believed in the Lord for so long, have you received the Holy Spirit?
他说我们信的时候没有领受圣灵，也没有听过圣灵。
And then they proclaimed that they have not heard about Holy Spirit before they believed.
保罗就问他了，那你到底受了什么洗呢？
Then Paul asked them, what kind of baptism have you received?
他说以前使徒约翰那个时候帮我们洗过一次啊。
He said, we all received John's baptism.
保罗就知道了。And
Paul then knew.
就跟他们解释了。So
then he explained.
施洗约翰那个时候帮你洗礼了，这叫你悔改，要来接受那后来将要来的就是基督。In
the days where John the Baptist gave you the baptism, is for you to repent and wait for the one that is coming later.
现在新旧时代已经开始了。So
now the era of New Testament has begun.
耶稣基督宝血已经要赎我们的罪了。And
the blood of our Lord Jesus is going to remit your sin.
所以大家应该要重新受洗。
That's the reason why every single one of us will have to be baptized again.
这一次呢，很清楚的要奉主耶稣圣名。
And this time it will be very different because the baptism will be done in the name of Lord Jesus.
什么叫奉主耶稣圣名？
And what do we mean by doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus?
就是主耶稣帮你洗的意思啊。
Which means that the Lord Jesus baptized you personally.
是主耶稣的宝血要洗你的罪的意思。
It is the blood of Lord Jesus that baptized you.
这个是很重要的真理。
And this is a very important truth.
我们看使徒行传二章三十八节。
Please turn to Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Verse 38, then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Lord in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
这里说每一个要得救的人必须要接受奉主耶稣圣名的受洗。
It says here that every one of you be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
为什么?
Why is that?
不是为了要证明你是个基督徒。
It is not to prove that you are a Christian.
一般教会都有洗礼。
In other denomination of Christianity, they have their own baptism.
但是他们都说这个是入教的仪式。
But they all said that those are merely a ritual or ceremony.
他们说要告诉大家我已经信了基督了。
It is just a proclamation of you believing in the Lord.
他们不相信洗礼有实际的功效。
They don't believe there is effect to the baptism.
但是圣经讲得很清楚。
But then the Bible is very clear about this.
洗礼不是做样子给人家看。
Baptism is not a show that you put up for others to see.
不是说你成了加拿大公民呢，你去入籍了，哦，你去那边宣誓怎么样的给大家看啊？不是那个。
And you are not becoming a Canadian citizen by swearing oath to the nation.
洗礼啊，是赦罪。
This baptism is about remission of sin.
这一定有耶稣基督的圣名。
And of course, there has to be the name of Lord Jesus.
有圣灵的同在。
And with the abidance and presence of Holy Spirit.
才有办法赦罪。
That is how you can have your sin forgiven.
我之前有讲过一个例子。
In the past, I did share with this one example.
之前有一个慕道者，他去过六个教会，受洗了六次。
There was a truth seeker who had been to six different kind of churches before he came to us.
但是每一次他受洗了，都觉得跟圣经靠近一点，靠近一点。
And then he has gone through six different kind of baptism, and each time he felt that he's a little bit closer to the Lord.
最后来到真耶稣教会慕道。
And eventually he came to True Jesus Church to seek the truth.
他就问了，我真的再需要洗一次吗？
And then he asked again, "Do I really have to be baptized again?"
我们都打开圣经给他看。
And then I turned to the Bible and show him.
我们看下一章。
Let's read the next chapter.
这个 slide
啊。 Next slide that we have on there.
按照圣经的洗礼是怎么洗的？
So, what is the baptism that is according to the teaching of Bible?
第一，帮你洗礼那个人 baptist 要有圣灵。
And the first criteria of the person who baptized you or the Baptist, he has to have Holy Spirit.
帮你洗礼那个人没有圣灵，洗礼没功效。
If the person does not have Holy Spirit, the kind of baptism you receive will have no effect.
帮你洗礼那个人自己要按照圣经的方法被洗过。
And of course, the one who baptized you will have to go through the right mode of baptism himself.
好了，那被洗那个人呢？
And how about the one who received the baptism.
当然要悔改啊。
Of course, he has to repent.
要承认自己的罪。
He has to admit his wrongdoing.
要相信呢。
He has to believe.
那他要在活水里面，不能在水池。很多教会都是挖一个水池洗。
And he has to go through the baptism in the living or flowing water because many other denominations that baptize people in a pool of water.
这是不合圣经。
And that is not in accordance to the Bible.
主耶稣也是去到约旦河被约翰洗礼。
And so the Lord Jesus went to the river Jordan to be baptized in proclaiming that he was baptized by John the Baptist.
还有呢，要全身被水盖过。
And also when a person baptized, he will have to immerse fully in the water.
洗礼这个字，中文翻得不好，其实不是应该翻洗礼，应该翻成浸礼。
In the Chinese context, this translation of baptism is not so perfect. As a matter of fact, it should mean full immersion in the water.
洗礼这个原文或者英文 baptism 这个字啊，其实浸的意思，全部把它浸。
Because in the original text of this word baptism means that you are fully immersed in the water.
要全部盖住啊。
It has to be covered with water fully.
因为洗礼就是好像与主耶稣一起埋葬，把旧的人把它埋掉。
Because baptism is just like you yourself buried together with the Lord fully.
再来要低头。
And then you have to bow your head.
因为主耶稣死的形状是低头的。Because
the way that the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he bowed his head.
好，然后要圣灵的同在。
And then it must have the presence of Holy Spirit.
所以那慕道者后来一听了。 哎呀，这样子我要按照圣经最后洗这一次。
And then this truth seeker, after listening to what I had to share with him, he decided to be baptized.
虽然再不方便、再麻烦，我还是要再洗最后一次。
Even though it's going to take a lot of work for me to go through this baptism once again, but I have to do it.
因为要进天国，一定要经历水洗，从水生。
Because in order to enter the kingdom of God, I will have to be born of water again.
感谢神，明天啊有14位。将要新受洗归入主的名下。
And we thank the grace of God that tomorrow we will have 14 more people joining in this membership of our church.
好多位都是年纪很大，七八十岁了。
And many of them are advanced in age.
啊，那在疫情当中。
And in this time of pandemic.
他们还有决心，我要赶快抓紧机会要受洗归主。
They do have the kind of determination to receive the grace of the Lord in times like this.
不受洗，一天不受洗，罪还在。
As long as they don't get baptized, their sin is still lingering.
现在不洗，以后不知道有没有机会啊。
And if they don't baptize today, they don't know if they will ever be baptized.
所以这样子，明天我们要为明天的洗礼祷告。
Therefore, we need to all pray for the baptism tomorrow.
真教会的水洗也有很多的见证，很奇妙。
And there are a lot of testimonies in True Jesus Church of baptism.
而且在洗礼的当下，灵眼打开，圣灵让他看到宝血在水里面。
And there are people who witness a sea of blood during baptism.
因为洗礼真的是有功效，主耶稣的宝血真的在里面。
There's true effect of baptism because there's truly the blood of Lord Jesus in baptism.
因为主耶稣与真教会同在。
And the Lord Jesus is present with the true church.
所以你接受了水洗没有呢？
So,
你接受了水洗没有呢？
Have you already received the baptism of water?
第二个洗。
And the second kind of baptism.
我们看回来马太福音。
Please turn back to Gospel of Matthew.
第三章的11节以下。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
下半句，这里说，他这个主耶稣，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。所以第二个洗礼就是圣灵。
The last sentence of verse 11, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
第二种要接受的洗礼啊，当你接受了水洗之后，要接受灵洗。
And the second kind of baptism that you need to receive is the baptism of Holy Spirit.
什么叫接受圣灵的洗？
What do we mean by baptism of Holy Spirit?
这是领受圣灵的意思。
Which means that you have to receive Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音一章的5节。
Now please turn to Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 5.
约翰福音的第一章第5节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 5.
一章的第五节。
Chapter 1.
使徒行传，对不起，使徒行传一章五节。
Excuse me, it's Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
使徒行传一章五节。
This Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
主耶稣升天之前跟门徒这样说。
Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples.
他说你们不等多几日，很快圣灵要为你们施洗，也要接受圣灵的洗。
But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
因为当时的门徒啊，他们心里面很惆怅，很担心。
At that time, his disciples were very worried.
所以说离开我们呢，要升天呢。
So the Lord Jesus is going to depart from us. He's going to ascend to heaven.
那我们怎么办？
What are we going to do?
谁帮助我们？
Who's going to help us?
当时候那些犹太人呢，到处去抓基督徒，要把他们下在监牢里面。
At that time, it was a time where the Jews were all capturing these Jesus believers.
他们很害怕。
And they were very afraid of.
他们就不想耶稣离开他们。
So they did not want the Lord Jesus to depart from them.
耶稣说你不用怕。
But the Lord Jesus said that you should not be afraid of.
再过几天你就领受圣灵的洗。
Because in a few days you're going to receive the baptism of Holy Spirit.
有神的灵同在，你就会不一样。
When you have the presence of Holy Spirit with you, everything will be different.
所以这个告诉我们，主耶稣已经讲了，你信耶稣是有强烈的体验的。
So what the Lord Jesus is trying to tell us here, over here, is that when you believe in the Lord, you will for sure have experience of Him.
这种体验叫做圣灵。
And this kind of experience is receiving the Holy Spirit.
每个基督徒要追求圣灵的体验。
Therefore, every single Christian will have to pursue after a Holy Spirit.
要找一个有圣灵同在的教会。
And you must look for a church that has the presence of Holy Spirit.
那到当时候灵洗是什么体验的？
So, what's the kind of experience like to be baptized by Holy Spirit?
我们看使徒二章的三到四节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
二章三到四节。
Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
这里有120个相信的信徒在一个屋子里面祷告。
At that point, there were 120 over people praying all together in tongues.
等候圣灵。
They were awaiting for the descending of Holy Spirit.
还没得到，但是在按照耶稣的话要等。
They have not received just yet, but they're waiting. They were awaiting according to the will of Jesus.
结果时间到了，五旬节那一天。
As the time came, the Pentecost, day of Pentecost.
哦，他们有看到一个异象。They
saw this vision.
就像下一个图这样。 好像那个火啊，火焰呢，好像舌头的形状。
Just like our illustration on our projector, it just likened to the fire that descended.
这个图是我们教会画的，是我们这一本书的一个设计。
And this illustration is done by one of our church members in our church publication.
当时的意象大概是这样。
So in those days, the vision is just likened to this.
舌头好像火啊。
So their tongues were just like fire.
那落在他们头上。
And then it set upon each of them.
然后一落进去，他们就开始说一种人听不懂的语言。
And once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with other tongues.
第四节，他们就被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues.
这里告诉我们，第一，得圣灵。 是会说出一些语言出来。
So over here is telling us that once we receive the Holy Spirit, we will speak of other tongues.
这里的中文翻译翻的不好，中文写说别国的话，好像是 language， 好像是英文啊、中文啊、意大利文啊这样的，其实不是。
In the Chinese language, the translation means that they speak in other language, as if they're speaking. Other language of the world, but it's a wrong translation.
英文或是原文就是 speaking in tongue， 就是用舌头来讲话，或者是发出一种舌音。
The original text and also the English translations were right because they were speaking in tongues.
哦，那个火苗，那个舌头如火一落在他们，他们这舌头就开始动了。
So once the fire came upon them, their tongue, they spoke in tongue.
就好像啊，一个蜡烛上面有火苗。
And just like the fire that's on the candle.
那平常没有风，它就不会动。
So without any wind blowing, the fire will not move.
那个风来吹了，那个火苗就在抖动了。
If there's wind, this fire will just wicker.
所以有圣灵的人，舌头，那个发出很快的跳动的声音。
So those people who receive the Holy Spirit, they will receive utterance.
不是自己弄出来的，不是自己模仿的。
It is not something that they imitated or made up of.
是圣灵让他。It
is Holy Spirit that allow them to do so.
他不会累，也不会觉得口干。
They will not feeling tired or exhausted.
这个是圣灵的喜啊。
And this is the baptism of Holy Spirit.
这种话，属灵的语言是人听不懂。
And the kind of language that once received the Holy Spirit is not is not understandable to man.
除非神打开你的耳朵，让你听得懂。
Other than the Lord opening up your ears, you can never understand.
这个叫做受圣灵的凭据。
And this is the very evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
这是受圣灵的洗的开始。
And this is the beginning of having the baptism of Holy Spirit.
我们看《使徒行传》第10章45节。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 45.
10章45节。
Chapter 10, verse 45.
从44节开始，10章44节。
Let's read from verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Verse 45. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentile also.
46节.
Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongue and magnify God. Then Peter answered.
当时彼得去哥利流的家里传福音。
There was a time when Peter went to the home of Cornelius to preach.
哦，讲到一半，都还没讲完。
In the middle of his preaching,
这个圣灵啊，就降下来。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
哦，那他们怎么知道他们得圣灵呢？
Why did they know that they receive Holy Spirit?
这里说圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上。
And over here it says that even the Holy Spirit came upon the Gentiles.
这个圣灵的恩赐就是圣灵本身啊。
So the gift of Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit itself.
竟然圣灵降在外邦人身上。
Oh, since the Holy Spirit came upon those Gentiles.
哇，为什么他们知道他们得圣灵？
And why did they know that they received the Holy Spirit?
因为他们说灵。
Because they all spoke in tongues.
所以真教会也是有这种圣灵的体验，完完全全跟使徒一样。
Therefore, likewise, in the true church, true Jesus Church, we have the same kind of experience receiving Holy Spirit.
有一个慕道者来我们教会听道理。
And there was truth seeker went to our church to seek the truth.
我一开始啊，第一次来，哇，觉得这个教会怎么这样子祷告呢？又很大声。
And the first visit,
不晓得他们在讲什么。
The first visit to the church, she was wondering.Or why the prayer is so loud and not able to understand.
他想说啊，那么奇怪的教会，我以后不去。
And she thought that this church is utterly strange. I just don't want to go anymore.
但是教会的人一直邀请他。
But then our church member continuously invited her.
这个教会虽然祷告很奇怪，但是人很好，大家都蛮热情的。
Even though the prayer was kind of strange, but people are very nice.
他就继续去听听看。
So she continued to come to the church.
发觉每一句话他们讲的都要翻圣经。
And she noticed that every time when they spoke about something, they have to turn to the Bible.
还说要求圣灵。
And then also they asked her to pray for Holy Spirit.
有一天她就在家里祷告。
So one day she prayed at home.
她说神，如果你真的是存在。
She said, Lord God, if you actually exist.
如果你真的要我去这个教会。
If you truly want me to go to this church.
那你就让我。领受圣灵跟圣经一样。
Please allow me to receive the Holy Spirit just as described in the Bible.
他这样子祷告，心有这个意念，本来是念哈利路亚，心有这个意念，祷告了一下之后。
And as soon as she has this kind of thought, and then as she was saying Hallelujah.
哦，那舌头就开始动。
And suddenly she found herself speaking in tongues.
自己控制不住。
She was not able to control her tongue.
很喜乐。
And was very joyful experience.
哇，流眼泪。
And she was in tears.
后来停下来了。
And then she stopped later on.
后来来教会问。
And then she came to the church again and then asked around.
传道告诉她说：“感谢神，你在家里自己祷告，直接说给你圣灵的体验。”
And the preacher told her that, you are very fortunate to have received Holy Spirit at your home.
但是我们知道啊，领受圣灵啊，不会倒在地上。
And we all know that when a person receives Holy Spirit, he will never fall on the ground.
今天有很多五旬节派的教会，他们也求圣灵。
There are many other Pentecostal churches. They also pray for Holy Spirit.
他们也在求方言。
And they are also praying for the tongue.
但是很多他们领受的灵呢，都整个人倒在地上。
But many of them, when they receive a so-called Holy Spirit, they fell on the ground.
圣经没有说领受圣灵会倒在地上，没有这种道理。
There's no description in the Bible at all that about a person receiving Holy Spirit and falling on the ground.
也不会说领了圣灵哦，抽筋啊，口吐白沫，很辛苦。圣经都没有这样写。
And then neither will they be any examples of people receiving Holy Spirit ended up in convulsion or throwing up.
如果一个灵让你跌倒，让你神志不清楚。
And if a Holy Spirit, if the Spirit were to come to you and make you unconscious,
这个不是从神来的。
That is not from God, period.
还有呢，灵言呢也不是学习来的。
And also, speaking in tongue is not something that you can learn.
因为圣经说啊，是按照圣灵所赐的口才，是圣灵让你说灵言，不是你自己练习。
Because the Bible says that when you receive Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit that allow you to speak in tongues. It's not something that you can learn or imitate.
有一些牧师教那些信徒说：“哎，跟着我，跟着我，一直讲，一直讲啊，快一点，快一点，快一点。”哎，对不起，不是加速就变成灵言啊。
And there are some pastors from other denominations. They told their members to speak faster as they pray.
或者学我，跟着我讲，一句一句。
And also to imitate from the pastor, word by word.
圣灵的洗是从圣灵来的。
The baptism of Holy Spirit comes from Holy Spirit.
那只有舌头在跳动。
Only the tongue that will move.
但是最重要是什么？圣灵在你里面帮你祷告。
But the most important of all is that the Holy Spirit within you that is praying for you.
那还没有领受到圣灵，你在家里也可以祷告哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚。
Even you have not received the Holy Spirit yet, you still can pray at home for it.
所以你要相信，你就可以领受圣灵的洗。
As long as you believe, in it, you will receive the baptism of Holy Spirit.
通常呢是先受水洗，再接受灵洗。
Usually, a person will receive the baptism of water first before they receive the baptism of Holy Spirit.
但是有时候我们要有错误的感觉。
Sometimes we do have the wrong kind of thought.
还没有求到圣灵，拼使命，哇，迫切求求求。
For those who have not received Holy Spirit yet, they were so eagerly receiving the Holy Spirit.
知道圣灵很重要。
Because they know that they know the importance of receiving Holy Spirit.
小朋友啊，学圣灵会求圣灵，求他那个声音都沙哑了，哇，嘴巴破了。
Even our children were praying very earnestly during this spiritual convocation for Holy Spirit.
当有一天宣布你得圣灵了。
If one day they have been pronounced to have received the Holy Spirit,
那个人就好像我觉得哦，我毕业了，我已经求到，我已经拿到天国的门票了。
And a person who received the Holy Spirit felt relieved because they have already received their ticket to heaven.
好像我现在是有圣灵的一批啊，你们这些没圣灵的啊。
And they feel like they have been upgraded to the group where people have Holy Spirit, comparing to those who have not.
其实不应该有这种想法。
As a matter of fact, you should not have this kind of mentality.
你先领了圣灵，不代表你比别人好。
If you receive the Holy Spirit first or before others do, it doesn't mean that you are better than anyone else.
你还没有领受圣灵，主耶稣有一天会赐给你，也不是你比别人差。
If you have not received the Holy Spirit just yet, one day the Lord Jesus will grant it to you, but it does not mean that you are inferior than the rest who have received it.
你就求就好。
All you have to do is just pray for it.
但是得到圣灵之后，不是说就是你停止迫切祷告了。
But then, when you receive the Holy Spirit, doesn't mean that it's the end of you praying earnestly.
到底主耶稣给我们圣灵是什么的目的
？What is the purpose of God giving us Holy Spirit?
我们请看提多书三章五节。
Please turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3, verse 5.Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by work of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration of renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这里说啊，神救我们是靠两样事情。
It says over here that the Lord Jesus saved us by two ways.
第一就是水洗。
One of which is through water.
这个水洗叫重生的洗。
And this baptism of water is the baptism of reborn.
再生一次，灵里面再生出来。
You were to be born again in the spirit.
所以明天有14个人要重生
了。Therefore, tomorrow we're going to have 14 more people to be reborn.
你跟我呢，已经生出来了，已经有灵命了。
And all of you and I here, we have already been reborn. We have our spiritual life.
但是重生还不够。
But then it's not enough to be reborn.
要得救，你还要改变。
And in order to be saved, you need to change yourself.
这个叫更新啊，把你里面的人改变。
That is so-called renewing. You have to renew the person that is inside you.
意思就是说，你信了主，但是如果没改变，以后得救也会很大的问题。
It means that if you don't change your personality at all after you believe in the Lord, in the future, somewhere, some point in time.You will encounter a problem.
有时候我们想，为什么主耶稣不让我们洗礼那一天？那晚上睡觉就梦里面就归天家了啊？这不很好吗
？Sometimes we're just wondering, why don't the Lord just call my life, after my baptism?
但是这样也不行啊！如果洗完你当天就死了，我看也没人信。
I think that is not a good way, to work around it because, if anyone who's baptized.Who died right after baptism? No one dared to be baptized.
理论上这不是很好吗？我就不会再去犯罪了嘛。
But in theory, isn't that nice?
但是神不要，没有这样的，大部分没有这样情况。
But then the Lord God will never do that.
神希望我们洗礼之后开始慢慢的改变。
What God wish upon us is that we can change our personality after believing in Him.
我们去洗礼啊，只是把罪洗干净。
Going through the baptism is only remitting your sin.
但是之后你的个性、你的人品、你的价值观有没有改变？这个是叫时间。
But then what matters the most is your personality, your value system, your philosophy. Have those been corrected?
那这个要人要改变自己其实很难。
It is very difficult for a person to change his personality.
因为人有肉体。
Because we do have this fleshly body.
又常被罪引诱。
And we're always seduced by sin, tempted by sin.
但是有一股力量 比外面的力量更大，就可以改变我。
But there is one single power which is much more powerful than anything else.
打个比喻，水是往下流的。
I'll take for instance the water flow downwards.
就好像人的本性，有句话说，江山易改，本性难移嘛。
There's a Chinese saying that personality of a person is just like a mountain that is easily changed.
人很自私，谁都自私，大部分人都自私。
And as people, we are always selfish.
大部分人都有脾气。
And majority of us, we have our temperament.
啊，贪小便宜。
And we are very nick and dime on little things.
我们很多情欲。
And we have a lot of desires.
就好像水啊，会往下流一样。
It's just like into the water; it only flow downward.
雨下太多了，水就往下面流啊，水不会往上面流了吗？
So if there is a lot of rain pouring, the water will simply only travel to the lower place. It will not travel outwards.
这个叫人性。
That is the human nature.
人性怎么改？
How can we change our human nature?
靠自己改不了。
By depending on our own effort, you will never change.
但是一直要靠是圣灵的帮助。
Which means that we have to depend and rely on the Holy Spirit's help.
这个时候 ，basement 淹水了，你拿一台大的抽水机。
So at that point in time, if your basement is flooded, you need this water pump.
哇，那个抽水机力量很大。
And this water pump is very powerful.
它可以把那个在低洼的水把它抽到上面去。
It's able to suck out all the water in this lower place, out of it.
然后你再拿个大电风扇那边吹一个礼拜。
And then you use those gigantic fans to blow it for a week.
哇，吹完之后，再重新放 drywall， 放地毯，放什么呢？重新把 basement 弄干净。
And a week later, when everything is dry at the basement, they put back all the carpet, drywalls, and everything else.
这个就是很大的外在的力量。
And this is the external power, which is already powerful.
没有这个力量，你那一滩水放在那边十年了都不会走。
Without this kind of assisting power, you could have the water at the basement for decades, not being able to clear it.
然后就会臭掉。
And it will become stale.
根基就会烂掉，你房子就会倒了。
And then the foundation will be rotten, and then the house will just fall.
所以我们每个人信主之后都需要这种圣灵的力量帮助。
Therefore, every one of us, after believing in the Lord, we do need the Holy Spirit to change us.
有个弟兄啊，信了主之后。
And there was a brother who, after he believed in the Lord,
他领受了圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
他很高兴。
And he was very pleased.
但是他很怕圣灵离开他。
But he was afraid that the Holy Spirit depart from him.
他自己的行为还是很多缺点。
Of course, he still had a lot of shortcomings.
每天花很多时间祷告。
And he spent a lot of time praying.
他不是求神祝福他。
He's not asking the Lord to bless him a whole lot.
他是求神改变他。
But rather, he was asking the Lord to change his personality.
一个人这样祷告，神会垂听，神会很喜欢。
You know what? When a person prayed this way to the Lord is very pleased.
求神改变我。
May the Lord change me.
更新我。
May the Lord renew me.
像我们最近疫情这半年。
Just like this past 6 months in pandemic.
你问自己有没有改变？
Ask yourself, is there any change to you?
有时候有啊，以前穿得到的衣服，现在穿不了。
Some people may say that, you know what, my clothes before that I was able to wear it, but not anymore now.
我都驼背了，电脑用太多了。
But then now I'm finding my back is kind of hunching because I use too much of those iPad, iPhone.
我整天在家里很闷啊。
And I'm feeling very suffocating at home.
好啊，那你觉得不好，你要改变了。
But if you find that things are not right, you just need to change.
那可以开始去运动。
You can start exercising.
开始在家里读圣经。
And you could begin reading the Bible.
你的心情开始好了。
And suddenly you'll find that your feeling become better.
因为圣灵会在你里面帮助你，与你同在。
Because the Holy Spirit within you will try to help you.
第三种洗。
And the third kind of baptism,
叫做火的洗啊。
It's called the baptism of fire.
水洗，我们一定是知道的。
And we all know what the baptism of water is all about.
灵洗也是知道。
And we also know what is baptism of Holy Spirit.
我们常常说啊，水灵二洗，水灵二洗就可以也要去天国了。
And we always thought that once we have this baptism of water, baptism of Holy Spirit, we can go to heaven.
但是不要忘记，主耶稣还有一样洗礼要给我们的。
But do not forget about this. The Lord Jesus did mention about this baptism of fire, which we have to receive.
就是约翰福音啊，马太福音三章十一节最后一句所说的。
And just likened to what has been recorded in Gospel of Matthew chapter 3.
主耶稣要用圣灵与火
That the Lord Jesus will baptize us with water, with fire. This is only a symbol.
就是主耶稣要在我们相信他之后, 还要给我们一些考验。
This is about the Lord giving us trials after we believe in Him.
没有考验,
without trials, we'll never pass the exam.
达不到完全,
and if we don't attain the kind of perfection, we'll never be able to see the Lord.
还有呢, 你的信息是真是假的, 平常看不出来。
And whether your faith is real or false, we cannot tell from the appearance.
坐在这边听道理, 吹冷气, 那么舒服。
And it is so comfortable for us to sit down here and listen to the sermon in our air conditioning environment.
大家都好像一样。
Everyone seems to be the same.
但是被火一烧了, 考验一来了。
But then after we have been trialed by the fire, once our tribulation comes.
那谁是真金, 谁的信息是真的, 那就看得出来。
So which one is the true piece of gold? We can tell immediately.
我们看。 这个彼得前书一章的第七节
Please turn to 1 Peter
一章的七节
Chapter 1 verse 7
一章的七节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 That the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以说我们的信心呢, 要被试炼。
Our faith will have to be tried.
被试炼完了, 就比那个金子还宝贵。
And after it's been tested by fire, it will be much more precious than gold.
前面一页啊, 那个图啊, 就是有个金子被熬炼倒出来的这个图。
And over here, there's an illustration of how the gold is refined.
金子为什么那么贵?
And why is gold so expensive?
因为它很少.
Because there's a limited amount of gold available.
如果到处都是金子, 好像石头一样, 那不会有人觉得它贵重。
If gold is just likened to the rock on the street, if it's that much, then it's worthless.
但是金子在大自然界啊, 不会用纯金的方法来存在, 它都跟那些石头, 连矿石连在一起。
But in nature, the existence of gold comes in a form of little particles together with other gravels.
叫做 grow reef, 就是它藏在岩石的层岩石层里面.
So-called grow reef, that is where the gold exists.
那你要拿到纯金,
if you need to have all these pure gold,
你要挖很多矿石出来.
You have to dig out so much soil and gravel.
一直烧，一直烧.
And continually burn them.
可能几吨的石头有 gold reef 有金的石头啊, 几吨的石头才提炼几克出来.
And perhaps a few tons of all this gold reef, you can only extract a little bit, tiny bit, a few grams of gold.
你要把那些杂质一直把它烧走.
And you have to continuously burn away all these impurities.
最后就得到纯金.
And eventually, you will refine it to become the pure gold.
说实在，纯金也不是绝对纯的，都是99.99999999，没有。
Of course, all these gold bullion is not 100% pure because most of them are marked 99.9% pure.
我们刚信主的时候有信心。
And as we first believe in the Lord, we have faith.
但是也有很多自己的软弱。
And we do have our own shortcomings.
很多不好的个性。
We have a lot of bad personality. We have a lot of things that we insisted upon. And there are a lot of things that we never realized ourselves. And we thought that we're so good to the Lord. But is it really? And after you believe in the Lord, there are many people encounter trials. It's just likened to those gold riffs that will have to be refined by fire. We know that gold is expensive. And recently gold prices has escalated to this historical high. And a lot of people went out and buy gold. Because there's value to it, and it can preserve value. But then there is one thing that is much more worthy than the gold, which is your faith.
金子被人偷了，你就没有了。
Because once the gold has been stolen, you had nothing.
但是你的信心，对神的信心，坚持住，神就会祝福你，带领你一辈子。
But then your faith towards the towards God will never be stolen, because once you have it, you will have it.
好了，那有什么火会考验我们的信心？
So what's the kind of fire that will try us?
有几种火会烧我们。
And there are several kinds of fire that will trial us.
第一种是叫做恐吓的火。
And first one is the fire of threatening.
我们看使徒第四章十八节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 4, verse 18.
四章十八节。
Book of Acts chapter 4, verse 18.
四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
当时的门徒他们传福音。
In the days where the apostles were preaching the gospel,
那些犹太人的首领、祭司啊，怎么就叫他们来？
And those priests or the heads of the Jews summoned them.
警告他们，你不可以再传耶稣。
And warned them that you should not teach people in the name of Jesus again.
这个就是一种火，你家人、你朋友，或者是给你一种压力。
And this is the kind of fire that we may experience, just like into your family member or your friend trying to pressure you.
你不要去洗礼，你可以信，但是你不要去洗礼。
You can go to the church, but you should not be baptized.
或是你洗礼回来，但是你不要每个礼拜去教会。
Or maybe you can go to be baptized, but you should not go to the church every single week.
或者你信了主之后，家人说你不要带圣经回来，我会全部把你东西丢掉。
Or perhaps your family member may say that you can believe in the Lord, but don't bring any of those church thing or the Bible back home because I will throw them away.
我们有一个青年啊，他信了主之后。
And there was a youth after he believed in the Lord.
哦，马上遇到火烧啊！
Immediately he encountered this trial of fire.
他的朋友就开始看不起他。
And all his friends began to look down upon him.
我们不喜欢基督徒，你不要做我的朋友。
We hate Christians. We don't want you as a friend.
啊，心里很伤啊！怎么会门将这样对我？
And he felt so hurt because how can his good friends treat him that way?
但是他后来读圣经，知道这个是火试炼我的信心。
And later on, as he read the Bible more, he understand this is the trial of fire.
再来，我们看第五章，使徒五章四十节。
Let's continue reading Book of Acts chapter 5 verse 40.
五章四十节。
Chapter 5 verse 40. And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
好了，恐吓你不听吗？就抓来打。
So if they don't listen to their threatening, they will just bring them and beat them.
不是开玩笑，拿棍子打。
And this is not a joke. They actually beat them up.
当时的基督徒啊，到处都要被打。
And in those days, Christians have been beaten around quite a bit.
因为他们恨他们，就打他。
Because those people hated Christians.
我们知道，在有一些宗教不自由的国家，要信耶稣啊，可能也会被抓去关，被抓去打。
And we know that in some countries, they don't allow Christianity, and for those Christians to be in those countries, they will have to be in persecution.
好，如果火如果再加更大的话呢？
So if the fire were become to become more severe,
就可能要为主殉道了。
There are people who have to sacrifice for the Lord.
就好像斯提凡。
And just like to Stephen.
在圣经里面，斯提凡因为传福音被犹太用石头打死。
In the Bible, it says that for the sake of gospel, he has been stoned to death.
那这就是比较当时比较极端的这些。
Of course, those are extreme example in those days that the person has to go through the kind of test of fire.
那我们自己要想一想。
Then we have to think about ourselves.
如果有一天我在那种情况，
If one day I were to be in that kind of situation,
我会怎么样的反应？
What will I react or respond?
但感谢主啊，我们现在都很平安。
And we thank God at this present moment, we all enjoy peace of the Lord.
我们没有什么。
We don't have any kind of persecution in our faith, so to speak.
按照圣经说，以后有可能发生的。And
according to the Bible, all these are possible to happen in time to come.
但是现在我们有另外遇到一种火。But
then, at this moment in time, we do encounter another kind of fire.
下一页，你知道吗，兄弟姐妹？
And do you, are you aware of this, brothers and sisters?
这一次的疫情到现在已经半年了。
And you understand that this pandemic till today is already 6 months left.
其实这一次的疫情是神也容许真教会信徒被考验，还有神要考验我们的信仰。
As a matter of fact, this time, this pandemic is allowed by the Lord to test all Christians in our church.
它把我们生活完全打乱。
And it has already messed up every single bit of our life.
这个疫情真的是一种考验。
And this kind of pandemic is a trial to us.
首先它可以考验一个家庭的财务的状况。
And first of all, they will put a trial on your family finances.
你平常没存钱。
In the past, if you did not have any savings.
好了，那疫情一来考验，哇，不行了。
When the pandemic comes, you suddenly realize that you cannot do well financially.
你收入减少了，活不下去了。
And your income has been reduced, and then you cannot survive anymore.
所以还好有政府的救济，不然很多人可能生活都有问题。
And thank God for the government to assist in many people during this pandemic. Otherwise, a lot of people couldn't have survived.
疫情也考验家庭的关系。
And then this pandemic also put a trial or a test to the family relationship.
有一些人疫情都还没结束。
Even before this pandemic ends.
家里就已经闹革命了。Some
family has already became so chaotic.
有一些疫情一结束，马上排队去离婚。And
some after this pandemic, they wanted to get divorced.
因为整天在家里受不了。Because
they just cannot stand themselves hanging out at home all the time.
因为人的心不一样。Because
people's hearts are different.
但是这一次疫情其实更是考验我们跟神的关系。
But then this pandemic also put a real test to our relationship with God.
疫情把我们生活习惯打乱。
Because this pandemic has messed up all of our livelihood.
现在你有很多理由可以不聚会。
And there are a lot of reasons for us not coming to the church.
你说线上聚会，你线上有没有聚会，谁知道？
And you said that there's online service, but I don't know if you're actually attending all these online services at all.
你有在线上聚会，你聚会的态度怎么样？谁知道？只有神知道。
But if you were to claim that you are observing the service online, but who knows the kind of attitudes that you have?
你健健康康的，你愿意不愿意来教会？
And if you're healthy, are you willing to step into the church for service?
这半年来，你是跟神越来越近，还是？
And you have to question yourself, in this past 6 months, are you closer to God or are you further away from Him? Right now, we can say that even the big persecution has not come upon us just yet. But our faith has already been tested. It's just a little fire, little tiny fire, we already been burned to ashes. Therefore, we need to quickly rebuild to build up our faith. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13.
哥林多前书3章13节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
这里说我们的每一个人的信仰的工程要被火考验。
This is telling us that that each one of us work will have to be tested.
如果你建立的不是用金子做的，你的信心不是纯的。
If this work is not made of gold, if your work is not built up by faith,
那很可能考验一来就倒了。
And it's more than likely that you will fall or collapse when trial comes.
比如说刚受洗的，有一次明天要受洗的。
Take for instance for those who are about to be baptized tomorrow.
心里要准备好。They
will have to prepare their mindset well.
受洗之后可能遇到考验。After
the baptism, they may come across tests.
教会的里面的人际关系可能是个考验。And
also the relationship between people in the church can be a test as well.
好了，你开始想要做圣工。
And you have this zeal of participating in church work.
你可能被考验。And
you may be tested as well.
好，你下个礼拜决定我要每个礼拜来守安息。And
perhaps you decided that the coming weeks I'm going to come to church every single week.
可能马上开始事情就不顺利了。And
maybe you will encounter difficulties right away.
你会说我要守安息日，神不是要帮助我吗？
And you probably were thinking that I thought I want to observe the Sabbath day and the Lord is supposed to help me.
为什么遇到困难?
Why did I encounter a difficulty?
知道了,火的试验, you know, 火喜要来了。
And you know that for the very fact that the test of fire is about to come.
但是主耶稣不会让我们遇到太大的火。
Of course, the Lord Jesus will never give us too severe a fire.
火太大了,把我们烧掉,主耶稣不会容许这个事情发生。
Because if the fire were to be so severe that it would just simply burn ourselves to ashes.
你遇到考验,一定是你顶得住的。
So the kind of test or trial that you will ever encounter will the Lord will allow you to withstand.
好,最后我们做一个总结。
And lastly, we will conclude.
第26页告诉我们,水洗要我们赦罪。 得蒙救赎.
And it tells us over here that what the water baptism will have remission of sin.
灵洗更新,
and then the baptism of Holy Spirit will renew oneself.
火洗, 就是要试验我们的信心, and,
the baptism of fire is to test and also increase our faith.
弟兄姐妹,
and brothers and sisters, have you already received these three kinds of baptism?
唱诗,
please sing him.
344.
Please sing hymn number 344.